Om Shanti. Very special greetings for the festival of Mahashivratri. It's interesting that out of all the different names, firstly we talk about Ratri when we say Shivratri, but we also talk about Mahashivratri. And this is because out of all the festivals, Shivratri truly is the highest one. This is because our understanding is that Shiva, the Supreme, the Benefactor, actually incarnates into this human world and takes on an instrument of a person who already has an old body, who's here in the physical dimension, and coming in the darkness of the world of Kali Yuga. In fact, at the end of Kali Yuga, the time of the darkest night, that is a time that God actually comes onto the earth to show us the path towards light and liberation and a world of love and truth. And so we are celebrating a very, very special event. But the beautiful thing is that this is not just a celebration of something that happened 5,000 years ago or maybe 10,000 years ago and is lost in the midst of time. It's actually something that we are participating in right now. Why I say this is because the Gita describes the time of God's descent as a time of extreme unrighteousness, at a time when in the name of religion and dharma, there is unrighteousness happening. Have a look at the newspapers. Have a look at the world around you. Do you recognize that it is that same moment once again? And this is then the moment that, according to the promise of God in the Gita, God actually comes to show us the way out of the darkness to the light. The memorial that we've been experiencing for Shivratri is the time when it's the darkest hour. There's no moonlight at all, Omavas, a time when there's total darkness. And then, of course, through God's incarnation, the light gradually comes. And then we celebrate the festival of Holi, a time of joy, of celebration, of being able to vanquish all that is negative and evil. And so God's incarnation truly transforms us and makes us pure, truly holy, fills our life with the color of love, of joy, of truth. And so it's a very special celebration. And because it's happening right now, this is the time when it truly is Shivratri, the time that God has incarnated and is doing the task of liberating us from that darkness and bringing us to the world of light and the world of liberation. And so how do we experience that today? We can experience the protection of God's love. No matter how much chaos is happening around you, just stay connected with God, with your heart, with your mind, and you'll feel God's love protecting you. And the chaos will stay outside, it won't come inside. But rather, the experience that you have of God's love will reach out and touch others and help them come back to a state of harmony also. Think about the time when, in sorrow, you remembered God and asked God to liberate you from sorrow. Well, that time is today. It's now. And truly through that connection, we can experience the liberation from all types of grief and sorrow and experience great happiness in our life. And so my hope is that your fasting, your upvas, is not just fasting from food for a few hours, but truly it's the fast in which we observe that which can bring us closer to God. Upvas, to come nearer to God. And that means the fast of impure thoughts, impure words, impure activity and behavior. And that you will experience the true Jagran, the time when God comes to awaken us out of the sleep of ignorance, to take us out of that darkness of ignorance into the light. And so have a very special celebration for Shivratri, but this time with real deep understanding of its significance, so that you can experience the beauty and the truth that God wishes to bestow on you. Enjoy the festival. Om Shanti.